advance, but he didn't this time. So I was just saying, Lord, what do you want me to share? And so with that, he reminded me what this month kind of represents, what we think about when we hear February coming. What do we usually think of? Yes, love and Valentine's Day, exactly, romance, all that kind of stuff. And me and Pastor Ken have not talked on and spoken on relationships in a very long time. We used to actually have like a little class or a little get-together, a connect group where we did that. but we, you know, I just felt really strong and impressed that this is very important. And some of these principles you are going to be able to use just in relationships with the opposite sex, because you get to know how what some of their needs are. And so it's a good thing all around. Amen? So even you single people, don't be like, oh, well, this is not for me. No, it's even though I'm going to be directing it more to those who are in relationships and marriage, it's things that you can apply in other relationships too, okay? So just ask the Lord to just be expectant, and he's going to give you something. Amen? So I'm going to pray. Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We just come desiring, Lord God, for you to just reveal your love to us. More importantly than anything is that we know how much you love us. Because when we know you love us, Lord God, then we have the ability to give out that love and to know that nothing, that Father God, anyone who is against us, they won't succeed because you are for us. The word says, if you are for us, who can be against us, Lord God? And because you've got our back, you are there for us, Lord God. You're there to comfort us, to help us through things, Lord God, to give us peace, to direct us, to give us joy. And so we look to you, Lord God. You are our source of all that we need. You are our everything, and we love you, and we worship you. And Holy Spirit, you are the great teacher, and so I'm asking you and depending on you to flow through me this morning. I thank you that you've anointed me to teach, you've anointed me to preach, and to share the gospel and share the word of the living God, to build your church, to equip them, Father God, so that they can do the work of the ministry, so they can go out and share. So we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name, Father God. Teach us this morning, Holy Spirit, and help us develop great relationships, Father God, because you're a relational God. You're all about relationships, Father, and you want that relationship with us more than anything. So we thank you and praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Amen. Glory to God. How many is going to receive this morning? How many is going to receive? Choose to receive this morning. Amen. Choose it. Just because it said it's about relationships, don't tune me out. Amen. Don't tune me out. I don't need this. I've been married forever. Well, you know what? You can still learn some things. Glory to God. And your latter can be better than your former. Amen. That's what the Bible says, that your latter can be better than your former. And I'll tell you what, me and Pastor Ken, our latter has been better than our former. And come on, hey, there's a lot of probably of you that are married can say that. So it's good. Even with your kids, can you remember sometimes the former wasn't so pleasant, but as they've gotten older and they've learned and they've grown, it's been better, right? I mean, you get have a, it's a different, but it is better in some areas. So anyway, just know that God's got you. Amen? He is for you. He loves you. And when I'm sharing today in relationships, Pastor Ken, I think, is going to do next week, but I'm going to be talking to men because I'm a woman and I know women pretty well. So so I'm able to just share some things with men to help them know what women need and understand them a little bit better. Trust me, you're not going to understand everything, so it's okay. Be at peace, be at rest. It's a growing process. But we got to start somewhere, right? We got to start somewhere in knowing how women operate, what's their needs, and different things like that. So what I'm going to be talking to you about today is how to have Christ-centered marriage, and how to have a Christ-centered marriage. Amen. So first, I'm going to start with this. Me and Pastor Ken, when we give any counsel to married couples, when we do premarital counseling or anything like that, we usually give this diagram right here first and foremost, because we feel like it's so important that you understand without God, you're not going to have the most successful relationship, okay? Because I'm going to tell you, there's only things that God can fulfill in you individually. And when you try to look to each other to do it, you're going to be sadly disappointed. you're going to not be fulfilled. But when you put God in the center of your relationship, that's when you're going to start feeling fulfillment. Amen? So that's why I said it's Christ-centered marriage, okay? A Christ-centered relationship, whether it be with your son or daughter, whether it be, you know, with family members, you put Christ in the center. He's the focus. He's the main reason that you're having this relationship, because you're growing together, you're encouraging one another, you're being there for one another. So you see God, he tried to put it on the slide, but it wasn't taking. So you put God at the top. He's your focus. Here's the husband, here's the wife. When you both are growing towards God, I'm going to get back here. When you're both growing towards God, then guess what happens? You see what happens? You guys get closer, okay? But if you both stay where you are, then you stay where you are. There's no growth. But the more you run to God and look to God to help you in this relationship, then you're going to see that you're going to grow closer together. Amen? Does everybody see this okay? All right. So it's really important that we look to God as our source. Because the Bible says God is love. Amen? And love never fails. So God will never fail you in relationships if you look to him and if you trust him for the help that you need. Amen? So, and I'm going to tell you, you might be saying, what if my spouse is not going towards God? What if they are not, they don't even care about God? Well, this is true. This right here, let's say the husband is going towards God and the wife is like, I don't care. Or it could be opposite. I'm just using an example. Okay, so they're growing the one that's growing closer to God is getting closer to them just a tad, but not a lot. Because you're still slanting that way. Because they're hearing the Father's heart for them, and they're hearing the love of God for them. But this person right here is not feeling closer, the one that's not going towards God. So what you have to do is you have to stand, and you have to just believe. But we're hoping and believing for the Difference Church family that their relationships are growing, okay? And one spouse can stand in the gap for the other and believe for them. Amen? I mean, they can't make the choices for them, but they can pray and believe God that they're drawn to the Lord and that they make those choices. Amen? To draw closer to God. Hallelujah. You can't be the one that dictates to them, but you can love them in the process. Hallelujah. Does God ever give up on us? No, never. Does he ever stop loving us? No. We are not to stop loving or giving up on one another. I know it's hard sometimes. And there are reasons that God wants us, you know, that, okay, I'm not going to get in that. It'd be a whole other message. But just know that God is for you. He's for relationships. He wants you to succeed in those relationships. Okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to start with Matthew 6:33 in the New Living Translation. Is it up there, Carson? My wonderful media pro dude. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So see, everything. That obviously includes relationships, right? Seeking the kingdom of God above all else. Seeking what God says. Seeking how to live the way he wants you to live. He talks about relationships in here. He talks about marriage. He talks about family relationships. He talks about all these different things. Okay? So, looking to God as your source is so important in all relationships. Amen? Psalms 54:4 in the Amplified says, "Behold, God is my helper and my ally. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul. He is my upholder." Oh, that's so good. "Behold, God is my helper and ally. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul. He is my upholder." So men, I just want to encourage you. First of all, I love godly men. I love men that are choosing to walk after the things of God. I am not expecting you to be perfect. I'm expecting that you just are taking steps to walk with God more. That's what we want. Women want that, and we desire to help you in that. We desire to know what you need in those things to help you, to pray for you and stuff like that. But I just want to honor you, men, in saying that, you know, we need, whether the world says it or not, or whether they make you feel that way because they're always trying to downplay guys these days, we need men. And I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful that God has men here to help. And I'm thankful to God that there's women here, because you need us too. And it's so important that we work together, because a man and a woman have attributes. Each of them have attributes that is in God. So when you see a close relationship, you see a marriage relationship in unity in His love, you're seeing the full picture of God Almighty. Isn't that awesome? It's so awesome. So that's important. God wants relationships to be strong. He wants them to be unified in His love and purpose. Amen. God should be our priority to seek for fulfillment. He should be our priority, not each other, like I said before. So, and God designed men and women with particular needs. And God is the one that's going to fulfill them to the utmost. But we have a part to play in that. Each spouse has a part to play in that. Okay. And we can help in part. But there are certain needs, deepest needs, that only can be fulfilled, totally fulfilled by God. All right? And this is the four of them. There's four of them. Our deepest needs are acceptance. This is for men and women. We must get our fulfillment in these areas from God. Acceptance, to feel loved and needed. That is something that we must get totally fulfilled in God. Now, I'm not saying your spouse can't help that in the area and make you feel loved and stuff like that and needed, but I'm telling you to totally expect them to do it all and be perfect at it. That's unrealistic, okay? But God can. So acceptance is one. Identity, to know that we are someone special. God is to be the fulfiller of that in your life. Security, to know we are protected and provided for. Okay, those needs need to be totally fulfilled in God. Like I said, we can help in that area as husband and wife with each other, but it's got to be totally God that fulfills that. Amen? And then purpose, to know there's a reason for living, to know that we have a reason for being here, what our destiny is, and all this different stuff, okay? When these are fulfilled in God, couples, then your relationships are going to thrive. Amen? Your relationships will thrive if you realize that God is the one that must totally fulfill that. Okay? You can help one another, but you totally need, thank you, Jesus, your fulfillment in Him. Glory to God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like I need to pray again already. Hallelujah. All right. So, in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. Did you know that? God is a strong fortress. And we can run into Him and we can be kept safe. We can run to Him and we can receive answers from Him. So, men, I just want to encourage you, don't feel discouraged when I start talking about things. You know, well, the reason why I'm talking to you about how we are and how we operate and some things, it's to help you. It's to help you to know that you can't automatically know how we operate. You can't automatically know how we think. Sometimes, you know, we need to tell you. And Pastor Ken will be talking to women next week. But the thing is that you need to know some attributes and some things that we need and that helps us and to draw closer to you. And also, you got to realize that you can't do it in and of yourself. You got to look to God. You got to run to God and say, God, help me. Help me to know what to do. Help me to recognize this. Help me to remember what you've told me and different things. I mean, Pastor Ken, he has definitely had his time where he'd run to God and he was saying plenty of times, Lord, this woman you gave me. Lord, this woman you gave me. Lord, this woman you gave me. And I remember him telling me that. And then finally, the Lord's like, can I just talk to you about you, Ken? And then he finally would listen. And that's the same way with us women. We have to do the same thing. We have to go to God with our husbands and with men in our lives and say, God, I'm not getting them. What's going on? Help me to understand. Help me. What do I need to do? You know, how do I need to pray? How do I need to act? What do I need to sow into their life and things like that? Amen. Hey guys, are you with me?
Yes.
Praise God. Glory to God. Preach to me, honey, please. I mean, not preach to me, but amen me. Not preach to me. Okay. He does that all the time. All right, so the greatest need for a woman is security. The greatest need for a woman is security. And there's a lot of detail in this. We tell people this a lot, but there's so much detail in it because it's the greatest need. They did a survey with women, and there was like the top four needs. This was the top one. Women need security. a woman's greatest need is security, not just, you know, men immediately think, I think they think financially. Yes, that is part of it, but there's such a big array of needing security in different areas. Spiritually, we need security. We need to know that you're going to encourage us in our spiritual walk with God. In other words, that you're for us. You're not trying to pull us down away from God, but you're like, yeah, hey, yes, Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. Yes, we want more of God in this relationship. We want more of God in our family. So making us feel secure instead of, you want to go to church again? Then we're like, well, why not? You know, God thing? Oh, you know, and then we're like, because that makes us feel insecure that you're not wanting God, you know, so that's one. Soul, that we feel secure in our soul, in our mind, in our thoughts, and our will and our emotions, that you make us feel secure, that we can share our emotions and we feel secure in that, that you're not like, it's not a big deal. What are you so upset about? You know, then we're like, to us, it's real. It may not be real to you. It may not be the same for you. And we totally get that. But to us, it's real. So it's to you, to the way you are there for us, making us feel secure is very, very important. Amen? Okay. And to feel secure physically. To know that we can feel secure around you physically. That you're going to respect us and not harm us physically. That you're going to love us physically. And all these different things. Amen? All right. In Ephesians, they're going to put Ephesians 5 up there. Men, most women feel secure in a relationship when the man is showing sacrifice and is being sensitive. Now, I don't mean like sensitive where you're crying all the time and things like that. I don't mean that. I'm not expecting that. We're saying that it's okay to show emotion and to be sensitive to see that we are having emotion and that there's something that you need to maybe attend to. So it's important. It's important for you to be sacrificial and to be sensitive to what we need, okay? And Ephesians 5:25 describes this kind of husband. It says, For husbands, this means love your wives just as Christ loved the church, and he gave up his life for her. He gave up his life for her. Man, Jesus gave his life for you. And you are to follow his example in your relationship and marriage. You are to give up your life for her. Now, I know that might be like, what? You can, whatever. What? Can we put that back up there, Carson? Yeah, you're failing me, man. No, Ephesians 5:25. I want them to see. That's what the word says. Check your own Bible. Ephesians 5:25 says... It says something. Praise God. I've got it right here if I need to. I got Bible. Nobody can take the word from me. 5:25, it says, for husbands, this means love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. He gave up his life for her. And it goes on to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. Because how you give up your life for us, how you treat us, helps us so much. Okay? There's so many things I could go into, but for time's sake, I'm going to have to just stick with my notes. So, so in other words, men, love her more than you love yourself. Love her more than you love yourself. Sacrifice for her. Now, Pastor Ken didn't always do this. And I don't think any man starts out that way. But also, you know, this is something that Ken and I did not learn right away. We had to learn it the hard way. And then we found some ministries that helped us to learn this. And we're like, oh, this is so much better. Imagine that. You use the word, you talk to God about it, and you work on it, and you get stronger and stronger. Amen? Awesome. So, you might be saying, okay, that's great, Heather. You're saying I have to sacrifice. What are you saying? I mean, how am I to sacrifice for her? How am I to be that sacrificial husband for her? Well, I'm glad you asked me. You guys are so awesome. Men of God, I love it. Okay, here's some areas. A sacrificial husband looks like this. He's dedicated to serving his wife. He puts her needs above his own. He makes sure that she gets whatever she needs. Now, hold on just a second. Women, he makes sure that you get what you need, not what you always want, okay? There is a difference, okay? Now, I'm not saying, man, you can't give her some things that she wants because you want things you want, right? I mean, we can give gifts and things we want, but to make sure that her needs are met, okay, is the most important. And then the gifts come, you know, just because we love each other and we want to bless and be a blessing to one another. But I want to make sure women heard that because I know sometimes we can get a little, I've seen women where they're just a little credit card happy or they just need a little, woo, yeah, too much. Or not need, but they want a little too much, I should say. So there's a balance, women. We can be in balance, and you ask God about it, all right? And I want ladies to take advantage of guys when they start saying, well, what do you need? And what do you want kind of thing? So see, I'm helping you out here, man, okay? I'm on your side here, too. Thank you. I'm getting some thumbs up here. Good. All right. Another way that you can show sacrificial and being a sacrificial husband is studying your wife to understand her better. Just sometimes just study her. You guys are good studiers. You guys, man, you get into instructions on how to do things, stuff like that, or you kind of look over something. Sometimes you don't want to use instructions. Am I right? And so you just kind of study the thing. Maybe it goes like this and goes like that. I know there's some of you like that. Okay? So you can do that with your wife. You can just kind of study her and say, God, show me. Show me little things about her. We're not expecting you to know everything. If you glean one thing more than you had before, you're succeeding. Okay? Seriously. You're succeeding if you can learn one more thing by studying us than you had before. Glory to God. You can show it by communicating with her and sharing your heart with her. Okay? You can show and look like a sacrificial husband by not having her nagging at you because you immediately do what she asks or needs you to do. I knew that they were like, oh yeah, no nagging. No. I mean, I remember I used to nag Ken because I'd ask him, could you please do this for me? And he was like, yeah, I can do that. And then it never got done. And then I'm like, Ken, I really need this done. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'll get it. But as we started growing in God and he started putting me first, I'd say, could you do this for me? He'd either say, you know, I can't do it tonight, but by this weekend I'll do it. And I'm like, all right, you know, and then I wait, and he would, and he'd do it. He would tell me when he could do it, and then he would do it. He'd make sure he did it. Or if he could do it that night, he'd be like, and couldn't do it right that second, he'd be like, I'll do it in just a little bit, and make sure it's done by tonight. But whatever it was, it made me feel secure because I needed that done for something. And when you don't, then it's like, when am I going to get that? I have this to do, and I need that to be done. See what I'm saying? So it gets us. Men, we have lots of voices in our head constantly telling us what we need to do. I know that sounds funny, but it's true. It's like it's constantly. We're multitaskers, and so we have all these things. Do, 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 do. You got to do this. You got to do this. Kids, blood, blah, 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 blah. And so when it's something over here that's undone and we can't do anything with it until you guys help us, it's very unnerving. Let me just put it that way. Am I getting anything from women over here? Is this true at all? Yeah. Okay, because the guys are just totally silent. And so I need some women to help me out here. They're listening intently. That's what it is. Right, James? You guys are, that's right. I knew it. See? They're just attentively, like, on their seat. But it's true. And so you guys are such a blessing. You're such a blessing when you help us. A man that is a knight in shining armor to us is a man that says, whatever you need, I'm going to help you get it. Then we're just like, oh, it brings such a peace and such a relief. Otherwise, we're just like, tense. This is happening and this is happening. And that's just how God made us. But I'll tell you what, you give us something to do, we can get her done. Am I right, ladies? We can get her done. We can organize. We can get it done. But if you But if there's things throwing a wrench in our plan, it's just like, we're short-circuiting. So anyways, but you can be our knight in shining armor. You can be our hero just by providing security in some of those ways. You know, Paul was explaining this in this passage, that husbands, the husband's love for his wife is to be the same kind of love that Jesus had for the church. Jesus is constantly wanting to be our security. He's constantly saying, what do you need? Come to me. What do you need? I can help you. I can help you with that. Isn't he? Jesus is always there saying, whatever you need, come to me. And he's saying, men, be like me. Wow, what an honor and a privilege. You get to be like Jesus and serve. Because I'm telling you what, men, you get this down little by little bit, we're going to be like, what do you need? Do you need something? I'll help you. I'm telling you, that means so much to us. We're going to be wanting to do things for you all the time. We're going to just want to meet what your needs are. And I mean that. So am I wrong, ladies? If they were doing all that, isn't it make it easier for you just to say, whatever you need? I'm getting heads going. Yes, yes. Thank you. It's just like, if you are meeting that biggest need of security in those areas, man, we are there for you. You're stuck with this. Stuck with this, and you can't get rid of that. So it's good. Amen. All right. So Jesus sacrificed himself for the church. And he's saying, men, rise up to your wives and sacrifice for her. To meet your wife's needs for security, you have to show that same sacrificial spirit, which means you may have to give up some things. Now, men, don't tune me out just because I said you might have to give some things up. Doesn't mean forever, but depending on what she has gone through in past relationships or her upbringing, she needs that extra security to know that you are the real deal, that you are there for her, and that you're going to make her feel safe and secure, right? Come on, what's the point of you guys being all buff and everything and macho if you're not going to show that you're going to make us feel safe, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you guys hunter, we go provide for you. We, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, I'm being weird. Maybe wake you up a little bit. But but if you, you know, we always see, you guys like all these movies where they're superheroes and all that kind of stuff, and you're trying to save people, and they're trying to save people and help people, when you have your wife that so desperately needs that attention and needs that help. And we're not asking for everything to be 100% tomorrow. We're just saying, can you give me a little something here and there and grow in this with me, please? Can you just show me some things here and there and grow? That's what we want, okay? And that's what we need. And I tell you what, that's why a large percentage of women today are serving the Lord, and they don't turn away from God, most of them. They're just because he makes us feel secure. And that's why it's important, like I said before, we get our ultimate security from God, but the husband's help in that area. All right, amen, in relationships. All right, so here's some areas, guys, that might have to be given up for a season or a time. You might have to sacrifice or give up an interest or hobby, even if it's something you're passionate about, just for a time or season. And I've heard this happen in relationships, maybe, you know, just for a time or a season, because they needed just, there's so much going on, work and all these different things, family scenario. And so they need that little bit of time with their spouse. It's important, okay? It might be a certain group of friends who are destructive towards your marriage. They don't see the importance of it, the value of it, and so it's not good. It doesn't enhance your relationship or your marriage. It weakens it, okay, and does not help it be productive. It could be something like an event or opportunity that takes you away from your home or your family, because it's important that the husband and the man is there present in the family so much more than we realize. It could be you might have to give up a promotion that means longer hours or more travel, because that doesn't make us feel very secure when we're with, you know, whether there's kids or we're all by ourselves, when we when we're not feeling that secureness that you're going to be there. When we get secure and we know that you are there and that we can't get rid of you, then we're like, okay, go to Belize, right? I mean, because they're secure in the relationship. I mean, Ken and I were like that. He would let me go travel and stuff. He still missed me, but we're just secure. And so it's a lot easier. And we didn't know a lot of this stuff at the time, did we? Anyways, and then the last one that I just something, that, these are just some thing, ideas. I don't know if this is it or not, but there's some areas that you might have to give up. It might be a job that is keeping you from being the husband and father that she needs you to be. Maybe there's areas that this job is taking away, not just time, but mentally you are gone. You do not have anything to contribute mentally in that family or with her. And so she's not feeling secure in the relationship with that, okay? Jesus sacrificed for us, and a husband is called to sacrifice for his wife. Meeting her need for security means using both your words and your actions. Don't just tell us over and over, oh, yeah, yes, 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 I'm going to do that. Yes, yes, I'll help you with that. Or yes, you know. No, we want to see actions. Words and actions is going to tell her what she needs to hear. And this is what she needs to hear. That nothing is more important to me as you are. And I will give up anything to make sure your needs are met. Now, men, you may be saying, I don't know if I could say that right now. Then go to God. Go to God and say, God, help me to be more like you. Jesus, you said that I'm like you in the relationship, and she's like the church. Help me to be like you, Jesus. Help me be the man that you were. That you didn't even, you were like, what did he say? He said in the garden, he said, Father, let this cup pass from me. He says, but nevertheless, this is where the hero came out. This is where Jesus, the man of God, he was strong. And he said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Yours be done. Father, whatever your will is, I will endure. Okay? And so when a guy comes up to us, a husband says, I love you and I'm committed to you. And whatever you need to feel secure, I'm going to do my best to provide it. We're just like, thank you. We just drop and melt, and you are our hero, okay? And that's what we look at you like. We're just like, you're the best. You're awesome. And come on, what guy doesn't want to hear that, right? You don't want to hear that you're the best, that you're awesome, and yeah, okay. My husband wants to hear that. The other guys are like, nah, we don't care. I'm just about done. Because I had this feeling, I knew I wasn't going to take too long today. Oh, boy. So that's the most important need for her. On the opposite end of the spectrum, if you're not showing security and you're doing these things, like if a man is showing selfishness and he doesn't even think about her, he's detached from her, he won't talk to her, he always has other things to do, and she's the lowest on the priority list, then she's going to feel very insecure. And what is she going to do? Is she going to run to you? No. She's going to guard herself. Because she's like, I can't trust him. I don't feel secure. He could hurt me any moment. So she's going to guard herself. Because she's nothing. What she needs, her concerns, her cares are, it seems like nothing to you. Because you don't make it a priority. But if you make it a priority, that it's the most important, then she's going to help you. She's going to be there for you. She's going to meet your needs. I guarantee it. So, with that, guys, this is for, like I said, this is for you not to feel condemned, not to go, man, I'm not doing this, and I'm not, this is hard. No, it's just for you to evaluate. You know, just an evaluation. You've ever heard of evaluation? It's nothing to condemn. It's like, oh, okay, so this, I can do that. And this, I haven't been doing too good. But okay, but I can improve on that. It's just evaluating where you are in your relationship and understanding her. And then taking it and growing. And just taking those tools and going, oh, okay, so this is what. So there's going to be some things I just said that you're thinking, I can do that. I can start with that one. That's all we're wanting. We want you to start somewhere and then grow and continue to grow. Amen? and look to God as your source and your strength in it, and he's going to help you. So, and the more you do it, I think, man, you're going to feel more fulfilled because God put it in you to do that. He put it in you to be like him. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, women, don't be unreasonable either. Don't give them a bunch of tasks and you're not doing anything, which I doubt because most women do a lot, you know. But anyways. All right. I just lost my train. All right, so I have two other needs real quick, and they're short. The biggest one was security. So another need woman has is for you to have open and honest communication with her. Open and honest communication. When she, you know, a lot of people use this example, you know, so how was your day, you know, or how was work? And some, you know, a lot of the guys are like, oh, it was good. And we're like, okay, what'd you do at work? We have to kind of dig a little deeper. Or, you know, how do you feel about what's going on with the kids? I don't know. They'll be fine. And then you'll go, they'll work it out. We're like, okay, but what's your feelings on this? I need to, you know, we want information. That's how we find out who you are as a person. That's how we connect with you. That's how we get to know you. And so when you don't give us anything, we don't know who you are. We don't connect with you. So, so if guys, you could say, oh, you know, how was your day? It was good at work today. We did this and this, and it was, you know, it was pretty good. I learned something new, and even little things that are funny, you know, Ken will come home and tell me about little funny things that's happened. And it just blesses us to be a part of your life because we can't be there, you know, wherever you go. And we get to know what kind of person you are, what kind of character you are, and all that kind of stuff. So it's good. I mean, we're the kind of people that we want to hear your feelings about something and your thoughts on something, okay? Not just one sentence, you know? One word. Was good. Fine. They'll deal with it. I don't want to talk about it, you know? None of that. Exactly. See, he's saying that's his one word. Oh, I don't know how to grow up. No. Oh, I love it. So anyway, open and honest communication is very important with women. They need that. Another need is leadership. Not, listen to me, man, not to be dominating, not to be controlling, not to dictate to your wife what she's going to do. That's not what we want. We want leadership that initiates. In other words, you set the example. You're like, hey, why don't we do this? And if we respond, yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, let's go. You know, but if we say, no, I really, don't be like, no, you're going to do it. That's not what, we don't want somebody controlling, dictating to us, or dominating us. But somebody who's going to initiate and show example, then we follow. Then we follow. I mean, you know, if Ken, you know, we needed a decision to make, and Ken says, you know what, hon, I think I'm going to think this. I'm going to do this, and, you know, what do you think about it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, I'll pray about it and stuff like that. And he goes, because it could be like this. Or if he just walked out something for me to show me, then I'm going to follow that. You know, him saying that we should go look at a house that he thinks we might be interested in, and he's telling me a little bit about it, and he goes, well, I'm going to go. You want to go look at it? Okay, you know. I mean, I'm using little simple things, but I'm saying it's for big things too. Initiate an example or initiate, what do you think about this? This is what I'm thinking, and this is why. What do you think? And just kind of helping us with that. But just telling us this is what you're going to do and that's what you're going to do, whether you like it or not, that doesn't go very good. So, okay. But how it will work, what we need the most is men initiating what's best in the relationship, initiating leadership in the family, initiating with children, disciplining them in education, not leaving it all to us. you know, showing that you want to help with the discipline, you showing that you want to help with education or their activities, that you care about the kids, showing leadership and initiating with romance. You know, man, I know you want certain things, but we like a little romance. Guys actually like romance too. So not always us being the ones that plan things, but that you, you know, step out and initiate maybe flowers from time to time and or a poem. My husband used to write me poems all the time. I know you used to. I finally just said, make me a poem and frame it. So whenever I need a poem, I can walk by the wall. I'm serious. I have a poem framed in a picture that I can read it and go, it's so awesome. And it's actually really working good because we're so busy. He shows romance in other ways. He really does. He's actually more of a romancer than I am, believe it or not. So you can't always go by the typical where they say most women are like this and most men are like that, because sometimes in relationships you're going to see it's the opposite a little bit. So anyways, initiating leadership with finances, care about helping with the budget if you're not doing the budget. You know, some women are better in that and men, so they do it, you know, but we still need to hear that you care about it. You know, when we come and ask you about some financial thing, what do you think? Initiate and say, you know, what do you think about doing this? And why don't we plan for this? And I'll just, we can not do this right now and put money away. I'll sacrifice. Maybe you can sacrifice in this area. And we'll put money away for this and we'll plan this. See, we care. We want to know. We want your leadership in there with it, initiating it, caring about bills and helping us to know what to do with certain things like that. And then the last one is spirituality. Initiating spiritual things, initiating wanting to be the one that say, hey guys, or honey, I'm going to church and, you know, why don't we pray today? I have a devotional I'd really like us to do together. We would like the men to initiate that, not always us. You know, that means a lot to us when you guys initiate just praying with, just grabbing, be a simple prayer, but just saying, let's just pray and ask God to help. Guys, we're not expecting you to know it all. At all. But if we need something and you say, why don't we just pray about it in a loving way, and you pray and ask God to be in the middle of it, that helps us so much. Okay? So initiating in that with prayer or devotional time or just talking about God, his word, that helps us in seeing that you're taking initiative, amen, in leading spiritually. Wow. Okay, guys, stand up. Everybody can stand up. Ooh, that was rough. This one, a little bit rough. But God was with us. I think it's more just a teaching session, and that's why. But I will tell you that women, we want to be close to you. We want to be unified with you. We want to spend life with you. We want to spend life with you. We want to serve with you. All these different things, not just husbands and wives, but in the body of Christ. We love our brothers. We need you. And we're for you. We want to see you succeed and all these different things. So it's just important to learn how we operate, okay? And this is good for, you know, daddies with their kids, you know, with their girls, you know, just different things that they need that security. It's really good. It's not just for relationships. So see what I'm saying, how you can apply this to other relationships. It's not just for husbands and wives. So with that, I'm just going to pray, and then we have something else we want to do.